Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1300. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, Edwin Swayze, Donald Lindley, Punch Miller, and the state of Arkansas all have birthday segments. And we'll take a ride in an airship. Last week, June 13th, marked the birth in 1906 in Marshall, Texas, of trumpeter, composer, and arranger Edwin Walter Swayze to James A. Swayze, an insurance salesman, and Ida Bowens. In 1910, the family relocated to Arkansas, and around 1919, when just 13 years old, Edwin and high school friends Alfonso Trent and James Jeter joined the Rose City Jazz Band, a subset of the Rose City Orchestra, one of the early Arkansas Territory bands. In 1923, Swayze played trumpet in Eugene Cook's Cinco Six, another Arkansas Territory band, and the following year he was with the Creole Dandy Orchestra, playing at the Pekin Cabaret in Atlantic City. In 1925, the Cinco Six became the Alfonso Trent Orchestra, and their first engagement with Swayze and Jeter was a summer run at the Stem Beach Resort in Muskogee, Oklahoma. From there, they traveled to Dallas to play the Oak Cliff Pavilion and were recommended to the managing director of the Adolphus Hotel, where they stayed for a year and a half and regularly broadcast from the hotel. Intermittently, between 1924 and 1928, Swayze played with the Sammy Lewis Orchestra, also known as the Bamville Dandies. Also during this time, Swayze accompanied Rosa Henderson and several other blues singers and toured Europe with Lou Leslie's Blackbird's Review. In 1928, Swayze joined Jelly Roll Morton's band in New York, before becoming a member of Cab Calloway's outfit in 1932. Edwin Swayze died of kidney failure at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan on January 31, 1935, just 28 years of age. He's buried at the Haven of Rest Cemetery in Little Rock, Arkansas. Here are three from Edwin Swayze.
And gin within and shake it all up and then begin. Grab a cup and start to toss. You are drinking jitter sauce. Don't you worry, you just mug and then you'll be a jitterbug. Hear this fat boy blowing his horn. He's been a bug since the day he was born. His favorite jitter sauce is rye. I swear he'll drink it till the day he die. Toot your whistle and ring your bell. Oh, butchie, butchie, time will tell. Don't you worry, you just mug. You'll always be a jitterbug. These four boys playing saxophone, order jitter sauce by phone. Central, give me Harlem 494. I think these bugs can drink some more. They drink sauce some more tonight, never stop until they're tight. Don't you worry, they just mug their four little jitterbugs. Now here's old father, a wicked old man. Drinks more sauce than the other bugs can. He drinks jitter sauce every morn, that's why jitter sauce was born. See him shake with his trombone, just can't leave that sauce alone. Get along, father, you just mug, you'll always be a jitterbug. As Rip there with his eyes a twinkle, we named him after Rip Van Winkle. Like Rip, he'd sweep for 20 years, if he could get his fill of beer. Rip drinks his sauce, gets on the stand, soon forgets that he's in the band. Don't awaken him, just let him mug, you'll always be a jitterbug. All bugs out, all bugs out.
House of Dick and Tommy Dipsomaniac.
I've only got one weakness, baby doll, and that one is you. I'll always keep my weakness forever my whole life through.
You are the one,
you beautiful little son of a gun.
My life would be done without you. I've only got one weakness,
oh babe, baby doll is you.
Thank you.
I've played Midnight Mama by Benny Moten, who recorded it 2 years before composer Jelly Roll Morton did so, as the Levy Serenaders, with Edwin Swayze on trumpet and Francis Herford providing the vocal, January 31, 1928. The clarinetist on Vocalion 1154 was Paul Barnes, and of course this Midnight Mama is not to be confused with the 1932 Midnight Mama, written by Lee Allen, which he recorded with brother Austin Allen. Last year I played Good Sauce from the Gravy Bowl, written by Edwin Swayze for Cab Calloway. We started our little tribute to Swayze with two more of his compositions written for and recorded by Calloway with Swayze on trumpet. First was his Cotton Club Orchestra with Jitterbug from Victor 24592, January 22, 1934, also released on Bluebird. And that was followed by Weakness from Brunswick 6992, made September 4, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 13th, marked the birth in 1899 in Rochester, New York, of trumpeter, pianist, composer, and arranger, James Donald Lindley. A child prodigy, Donald was taught music by his father William, a cornetist in Rochester's Temple Theater Orchestra, and soon he too was playing in theaters around the area, billed as the Lad with the Cornet. Father and son also played together in Lindley's Six Serenaders, touring the Keith Circuit. Donald came to the attention of society orchestra leader Fred S. Damon, with whom he recorded in 1921, prominently credited on two labels as the arranger. Other bands with whom Lindley worked in the 20s include Paul Specht, George Olson, Ross Gorman, Paul Ash, and Roger Wolf Kahn, but he also recorded as a band leader himself, as a duo. For the remainder of his career, he worked in various capacities for NBC, CBS, and other radio networks. Donald Lindley died of cancer on March 6, 1961, in Chicago, and is buried in Evanston, Illinois. Here are three from Donald Lindley. Thank you.
Thank you.
We started and ended our little tribute to Donald Lindley with two Lindley trumpet solos, both accompanied by pianist Arthur Shutt. First, Trumpet Blues from Columbia 546-D, made New Year's Eve, 1925. We ended with the flip side of that record, Sweet Stuff. Both of those were Lindley compositions, and in between was another, Rhythm of the Day, performed by the Clevelanders, a Harry Reeser pseudonym, on Brunswick 3047, February 3, 1926. Last week, June 10th, marked the birth in 1894 in Raceland, Louisiana, of trumpeter Ernest Miller. He was better known as Punch Miller, a nickname given because his twin sister's name was Ernestine Judy. As a child, he received lessons on trombone and trumpet, and by the time he was a teenager, was proficient enough to play in local dance bands. He served as an army bugler during World War I, after which he formed his band, the Delegates of Pleasure. Around 1926, Miller relocated to Chicago, where over the next 20 years, he played and recorded extensively with Jimmy Bertrand, Junie Cobb, Tiny Parham, Jelly Roll Morton, and King Mutt and his Tennessee Thumpers. After being fired from Morton's band due to his heavy drinking, he played wherever and whenever he could, before returning to New Orleans in 1956, where he struggled financially, until making a comeback as a star with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Punch Miller died December 2, 1971, in New Orleans, and is buried at Providence Memorial Park. Here are three from Punch Miller.
for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Tempe, who's all of the world in all of me.
Jimmy Bertrand's Washboard Wizards with Punch Miller's composition, Isabella, from Vocalion 1280, made in Chicago, April 25, 1929. Before that, vocalist Punch Miller with Jimmy Wade and his Dixielanders with a Wade original, Gates Blues, from Vocalion 1236, October 10, 1928. We started our little tribute to Punch Miller with Frankie Franco and his Louisianans and Golden Lily Blues. Mellotone M-12009 was recorded November 12, 1930, with Miller providing the vocal refrain. Golden Lily Blues was co-written by Miller and Francois Mosley. And, of course, you'll remember from his birthday segment that Francois Mosley was Frankie Franco's real name. You'll also recall that the Golden Lily was a Chinese restaurant on Chicago's South Side where Franco played. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Most everyone is familiar with the Goodyear blimp, and a couple of weeks ago, Goodyear celebrated the 100th anniversary of Pilgrim, its first blimp to take flight, just outside of Mogador, Ohio, on June 3, 1925. In 1910, Goodyear established an aeronautics division to build lighter-than-air aircraft. In 1917, they began making airships for the U.S. Navy, and from 1942 to 1944, the company built more than 150 airships for the Navy to serve as patrol for warships on the seas. During the war, no ships were lost while a blimp was on watch. Technically, the Goodyear blimps are not blimps at all, since a blimp is a non-rigid airship with no structural skeleton. There are currently 4 Goodyear semi-rigid dirigibles, 3 in the U.S. and 1 in Germany, flown by Goodyear's 10 full-time pilots. They are 246 feet long, 58 feet high, and can travel up to 73 miles per hour. So for this segment, how'd you like to take a trip on an airship?
I love a sailor, the sailor loves me, and sails every night to my home. He's not a sailor that sails o'er the sea, far over the wild briny foam. For he owns an airship and sails upon high, he's just like a bird on the wing. And when the shadows of evening grow night, he'll sail to my window and sing. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars, come have a ride around Venus, come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we're swooning. Come take a trip in my airship, and we'll visit the man in the moon.
Ain't this a nice song?
Yes, it is a nice song.
One night while sailing away from the crowd, we passed through the milky white waves. Just idly sailing and watching the clouds, he asked me if I'd name the day. And right near the skipper, I gave him my heart. The sun shines on our honeymoon. We swore from each other we never would part, and he called the babies his tune.
Will the audience please join me in whistling the chorus?
Thank you. in the pages of history are written the names of two men brave and true, two heroes who fought for their country as only true heroes can do. They fought till the world war was over for their home and the freedom of men, and the world's highest honor was paid them, for they helped bring the war to an end. And then on a warm summer morning, they climbed in their airship so grand, and they started to fly o'er the ocean to bring greater fame to their land. The eyes of the world were upon them as they sailed proudly on through the night, and the thought never came for a moment that this was to be their last flight. A great crowd was waiting to greet them in old New York town far away, and they hoped every moment to see them, but they waited in vain all the day. And then o'er the waves flashed a message, our brave heroes cannot be found. And the great ships went forth to the rescue, for they knew that the airship went down. There's a lesson to learn from this story, for each life is a ship on its way, and we should be ready to answer when the master will call us someday.
Thank you.
Bob Herring and his orchestra with On the ZR3 from Cameo 629, recorded sometime in November 1924. On the ZR3 was composed by Walter Donaldson, with that arrangement starting out with a musical quote of Sailing, Sailing Over the Bounding Main. But the song has nothing whatsoever to do with the open, turbulent sea. This is an instrumental, but the title and the Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young lyrics refer to the United States Navy's most successful airship, ZR-3, for Zeppelin Rigid No. 3, built in Germany by the Zeppelin Company as the LZ-126. It was flown from Friedrichshafen, Germany on October 12, 1924, arriving in Lakehurst, New Jersey 3 days later. The following month, it was rechristened the USS Los Angeles by President Calvin Coolidge's wife. 3 years later, on August 25, 1927, the airship did her famous headstand on the high mast at Lakehurst. Before the ZR-3 was Vernon Dalhart singing about the airship that never returned from Columbia 15162-D, recorded May 24, 1927. Unfortunately, songwriter Carson Robison doesn't tell us the names of the airship or the war heroes, and I haven't been able to find out that information. If anyone out there knows, please let me know. We started this airship segment with Welsh baritone J.W. Myers asking us to come take a trip on my airship, composed by George Honeyboy Evans with lyrics by Wren Shields. Columbia A320 was recorded sometime in 1904. This very day, June 15th in 1836, the territory of Arkansas became the 25th of the United States of America. And here are three rapidly rotating records about Arkansas.
Hey, 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 hey!
Waiting, the long, long time for the one who was waiting for. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you a little something now about myself. You know I come from down in Arkansas. I live down there on a little farm where the lands are poor. You had to put fertilizer around the telephone poles before you can talk over the water. But nevertheless, it's a fine place to be from, folks. You know I was born down there in Arkansas. Yeah, and I can remember the first day and I was born, too. There's three of us kids. We was all laying side by side on the bed. I heard the door slam, the old man, he come in. He walked up to bed and he just taken one look at us. He hollered my ma, she's in the kitchen getting dinner. He says, all right, Liza. Says, come on in here. Says, pick out the one you want. He said, we'll drown the rest of it. You know, folks, it's just 17 of us kids. There's eight boys, seven girls, and two other children. You know, I had but little age on me when the old man says, son, he says, you're going to have to get out and make your own living from now on. He says, I'm tired of feeding you around this place. Well, I struck out, folks, and here's just what's happened ever since. You know, I've been balled out and balled up, held down and held up, bulldog, blackjack, wolf, toned and cheated. Squeezed and moot stood for war tax, excess, profit, state, dog, and sin tax. Liberty bonds and baby bonds and the bonds of matrimony. I've been Red Cross, Green Cross, and Double Cross, folks. I've been asked to help the Society of John the Baptist, the GAR Woman's Corps, Men's Stomach, and Relief Corps. I work like heck and been work like heck, folks. I've been drunk and got others drunk. Lost all I had and part of my furniture. Because I won't go around now and spend what little I earn and go bag, bar, and steal, I've been cussed and discussed. Boycotted, talked to and talked about. Lied to and lied about. Held up and hung up and I'm doggone night run. Now the only reason that I'm sticking around now for is to see what in the heck's going to happen next. Now folks, that ain't hard luck. Just tell me what is.
Well, I believe I'll go down in Arkansas and see my old friend Mac a little while. Hello here.
Hello.
Say, which one of these roads do you take to Grassville?
No use in taking neither one. They got one there already.
I know, but don't it fork up here somewhere?
It don't fork. It splits all the pieces on that next hill.
What about that creek down there? Is it fordable?
That man's ducks forded it this morning.
I mean, how deep is it?
Water all the way at the bottom.
Who's here anyhow?
Me and John.
Well, where's John?
He went a-hunting.
Don't he fear God?
Takes his gun everywhere he goes.
Any Presbyterian around here?
There's one hanging on the wall. He skins everything he kills.
How long have you been living around here, anyway?
You see that mountain over there?
Yeah.
There's a devil of a hole in the ground when I come here.
Corn's my little yaller.
Planted the yaller kind.
Looks like there'd just be about a half a crop.
Just a-working on the hay.
How How'd your taters turn out?
The devil, they didn't turn out. Me and Sal dug them out.
Hit that cow for me.
She's already hit it.
Turn her then.
She's already turned. The hairy side's out.
Looks like you would speak to her.
Good morning, cow.
Got any knives down at your place?
Nope.
Got any fork?
Nope.
How you do then?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
There's not much difference between you and the fool anyway, is there?
A banjo's all I see between me and you.
Well, all right, let's finish this trip into Arkansas.
There are enough recordings of and stories about the Arkansas Traveler to fill an entire show, but there you have one of the more unusual by the Tennessee Ramblers. Bill Seavers, patriarch of the Seavers family on violin, daughter Willie Seavers Wiggins on guitar, and son James Seavers on banjo. That's a comedy version of the song, and it says so right on the label, a Brunswick 225, recorded in Ashland, Kentucky on February 17, 1928. The Seavers Ramblers were still playing around Knoxville, Tennessee in the 1970s. Before that, country musician Lonnie Glosson was responsible for popularizing the harmonica, but it's not heard on his recording of his song, Arkansas Hard Luck Blues, from Conqueror 8732, made October 6, 1936. It is heard on the flip side, which you may hear in an upcoming show. We started the set with Joan of Arkansas, written by Charles Gilpin, from the 37th annual production of the Mask and Wig Glee Club. The chorus was directed by Nat Shilkret on March 16, 1926, with Take 2 issued on Victor 19626. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.